Me, 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 me.
Oh, God, that was horrible.
Then it must be our show.
That's right, Mike. What a great way to start off the show
tonight.
Thanks,
Stephanie. Welcome to Pork Therapy.
And yes, ditto what Mike said. We're glad you're here, and we're glad you've joined us again on the Pork Therapy love seat. Although, we're not really on a love seat tonight. I guess it's
we're
more like
love,
a hard bench.
A love pizza restaurant?
Yeah, I guess you could call it that. A love... booth.
A love booth. Ooh,
yeah.
That works.
So it sounds so unromantic, but that's life. That's what it really is. Anyway, we're Pork Therapy, and you are our listeners, and we're very happy for that. And tonight, we're answering your relationship questions from a Liberty perspective. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, unlike every other night.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes we just sit around and talk about bullshit. Oh, wait!
Oh,
that's what
welcome
we're doing
to the
now.
Show.
Actually, didn't we recently change our slogan? It's now relationship talk from a Liberty perspective.
Yes.
It's about the fifth time we've changed it, but
yeah,
I think that pretty much fits.
You can take what we say as advice, but I'm not calling it advice.
Yes.
I'm just talking.
Semantics.
It's just my conceited opinion.
Well, we are pretty excited tonight because we have a new website, and it's pretty much up and running, which is awesome. And we have a bunch of cool features up there. So,
yes, so
you should go check us out at porktherapy.com.
Nice.
Wow, hey, that was, you know, that was better than all the times we used to try to say our slogan in unison.
Yeah.
It was just like it was like natural order, you know.
It was a clusterfuck.
Yes.
In the past. You can send us your questions in the future at questions@porktherapy.com, or you can
call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4. That's 419-PT-LOVE-4. Or you can just go to our website, and the nice folks at Google Voice will put you through to us if you just click on a button.
It'll call your phone and ours, and you'll be talking to us.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. I like that. But then you have to give the government your phone number and...
Google.
Just
they'll give it to the government.
Actually, they probably will, right? Don't they actually comply with...
Probably.
I don't know.
I mean, Google's
sure about that.
Almost bigger than the government. No, I guess not, but more important.
It doesn't necessarily mean that they're bad.
Yeah, no. I don't mean that bad. I mean, they should be getting to the point where they can tell the government to shove it pretty soon.
I hope they do when the government tries to demand information about who's searching for what and everything like that.
What if the government could function if it weren't for Google?
Well, they don't even know how to install their own email, right? Wasn't there some branch of the CIA who didn't have email like a couple of years ago?
Oh,
oy vey. That's what I had to say.
So we actually
have a pretty cool question tonight.
Yeah. It's cool for us to answer. It's not cool for the person going through it.
Yeah, it's not cool for the person going through it, but I think a lot of people can probably relate to this question because it's broadly generalizable. And the question is kind of a long one, so I guess Mike, do you want to read it?
No. Your voice is much sexier than mine.
Well, and you are reaching for a slice of pizza as we speak,
I could scarf a few bites down while you're reading this one.
And that wouldn't sound too pretty. That would probably be like feeding time at the zoo. Oh, my God. Can't hear you, Mike. Sounds like there's something in your mouth. Oh, sorry. That's a little bit of an inside joke there.
Inside what?
Oh, the heroic Mike Barsky. Anyway, the question is, I'm in the midst of the death throes of a relationship. We had a big 2-hour-long fight/discussion today, and my boyfriend wants more, quote, further discussion this evening. Dun, dun, dun. I said that I preferred the daytime, and he got very upset with me. After 2 hours of fighting and many more hours of enduring passive aggression, I'm tapped out. I told him that I would feel trapped and uncomfortable with doing this. I assume this person means continuing their discussion at night, in parentheses, after my 8-year-old goes to sleep. He said, that's life. And being a stubborn, sovereign type, I said, no, it isn't. Cascade of slamming doors, boyfriend takes off in his Jeep, tires are squealing, etc. Question is, am I a bad person for not tolerating being pulled into a horrible fight again? I'd like the chance for both of us to process what was said, and if I want to leave the house for any reason, I don't want that to involve waking up a sleeping child whom, by the way, has been ill and sleeping poorly. So this person is asking, you know, it sounds like they live with their boyfriend, and they're having a fight, and it sounds like from the beginning of their question, they say they're in the death throes of relationships, so the relationship is ending. Right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be a proxy for Mike and monologue for a little while he eats his
pizza. Basically, the question is real short, and the rest of it is backstory, and the question is...
The backstory is important.
It is important.
Yeah.
But the question Well, I don't know if it's important.
No, I think...
I mean, it's interesting for sure, but
no,
if the question
important.
Is, am I a bad person for not tolerating being pulled into horrible fight? And
yeah.
by fight, I think she means yelling and such, not actual physical fight.
Right. Well,
so,
well we said that she's a she, and we don't actually know if she's a she. This is an anonymous question, so it could be a... It could be
well,
a guy
but,
just
but
as easily. But
gender aside,
yeah.
and that question separate, out of context,
well, actually, she
I would say, no, you're not a bad person for tolerating, for not tolerating being pulled into a horrible fight again. And the rest of the story is kind of irrelevant. I mean, it's interesting we can talk about it, but why would, is there ever a context where you would be a bad person for not tolerating being pulled into a fight?
Well, when you frame it as being pulled into a fight, it's kind of hard to say, yes, there is a situation where you'd be a bad person. But, I mean, there are certain situations where it is more appropriate or less appropriate to discuss relationship,
mm-hmm.
tough relationship issues. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. It's a styling issue.
Yeah, it's a style issue. It's the way the question is framed, am I a bad person for not tolerating this?
Right.
I would say, of course, you're not a bad person, but maybe... sort of what you're asking is more like, do I have an obligation to
yeah.
continue this conversation that obviously I don't feel comfortable having right now? And she gives a couple of reasons for why she doesn't feel comfortable with it, like her, you know,
now,
has a responsibility to take care
again,
of her kid. And
do the reasons matter?
Do the reasons matter?
Is someone ever obligated to even to have a conversation?
No, I mean, that would actually be my opinion of this, is I don't think if you're... I don't think you have any obligation to talk to anyone ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, maybe you might feel that way, especially if you've had a long relationship with someone. You want to try to see that it ends well or something like that. But if you don't feel comfortable talking to someone or being alone with someone, I don't think you have any obligation to do that. And especially if you don't feel safe being
right.
with someone.
That's
another issue that I wondered if it was in this question, like... From the question, it
well,
sounded like they lived together.
Yeah, and it doesn't sound like she was unsafe, or it was an unsafe scenario.
No, it doesn't really sound like that, but, you know...
Could be.
You never really know. I mean, she does say that the guy took off, you know, and got really upset when she said she didn't want to talk, and, you know, took off in a rage, kind of in a huff.
Mm.
And, you know, not that that means he's going to get violent or anything, but... it might be a possibility that I would worry about in the back of my mind. And so, you know, especially if you don't feel comfortable in any situation, I would say you have no obligation to be in a situation that makes you uncomfortable. You think
even
that's
if it's your
right,
fault
Mike?
That you're in, I agree. Even if it's your fault that you're in that situation, even if you are unrelated to that, even if you promised to have this conversation now, if you change your mind, you're not obligated to do it.
Yeah.
You'd have to take into consideration the consequences. Maybe
sure.
your word will be worthless if you've broken it. Or
yeah.
maybe if you just simply don't want to have this conversation with your boyfriend ever again, the relationship will end.
Sure.
But you're not obligated to have it.
Maybe that's okay. You
yeah.
know, maybe she doesn't care what he thinks of her.
Right. Or maybe she does care and she'll have to live with the consequences. Or
sure.
he or whomever. But
yeah.
the other thing is, I've said before on a different episode that sometimes when I'm too passionate and
right.
slamming doors and yelling is too passionate, then I like to take a break and think about things and come back and talk about them when I'm more calm.
Uh-huh.
And that's, in my opinion, a valid reason to not have the conversation now and have it later.
Oh, yeah. I think, actually, Mike, when I read this question for the first time, I immediately thought of you. And you're a big fan of taking some time to cool off before you talk about a really intense emotional issue, which it sounds like this is. And, I think that's the right thing to do. If you feel... She even says in the question, I feel like I would like the chance for both of us to process what was already said.
Right.
And I think that there's nothing wrong with that. If you want to take some time and think about your feelings and try to gain sort of a clearer head and a calmer demeanor, that's totally fine. And the whatever discussion you have will probably be more productive.
Right. Even though they actually separated in a huff because he didn't want to wait.
Right.
And so he yelled and slammed doors and squealed off. Chances are, the next time they talk, later that night, or the next day, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
chances are, they're not going to be still angry. They're going to at least start the conversation in a peaceful
yeah.
tone. Maybe they'll get angry again,
hopefully.
But at least they will have had time to think and start it peacefully again.
And cool off a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. Is there even a point to continuing this conversation? Like, I don't know the details of the breakup or the relationship or anything, but maybe everything that was already said has been said, and
yeah.
there's really nothing left to discuss. And in that case, what's the point of having a further discussion?
Yeah, I don't think you're suggesting that's what happened, and I don't think, because we don't know enough.
Yeah, we really
don't
know that much about
what's going on. Should consider that. Has I mean,
yeah, is there a point to having this conversation,
right.
Or is it just more drama?
Or, for that matter, you know this person's history, and are they always yelling and slamming doors? Mm-hmm. Is there a point to continuing? Because will they definitely get angry again? Then maybe it's not worth being in a relationship.
Right. And as an aside to that, do you know people who break up with their significant others and then want to try to be friends with them right away?
Well, sure.
And, you know, think they, you know, they maybe they have a bad breakup, but they want to be friends. Do you think, I don't know, I'm, sometimes I don't think that's always the best idea. Sometimes.
Well, perhaps not. I don't think I know anyone who goes through a bad breakup and wants to be friends. Have you experienced that?
Yeah, I mean, I've known people who've gone through somewhat, you know, not the most amicable breakups and have tried to maintain a friendship right away.
Oh.
And I think sometimes.
And it didn't work out?
Sometimes, yeah.
Hmm.
Sometimes it doesn't work out that well.
Without that thinking about that person.
The peanut gallery has spoken. I'm not sure if you could hear him, but he said, you need time to heal.
Right.
Yeah.
Heal your peanut shell.
Or, you know what? Maybe the other person
right.
does. Maybe if you're ready to be friends, maybe the other person needs time to heal.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Especially if you know, the end to the relationship is not mutual, right? Like, one person wants to end the relationship and the other doesn't, and but says,
yeah.
oh, well, maybe we can be friends, and is sort of hoping, like, oh, well, maybe they'll come back to me if we're friends, and they'll realize that, you know, they'll realize what a great person I am. No, it's over. Just get, you know, take some time. Don't talk to them for a while. Get over them. And then maybe, you know, 6 months, a year later, maybe you can be friends then, but... You know,
and those weren't arranged. Those were exact options: 6 months or a year. Not 6 months and a day. Not 8 months, but either at the 6 month mark or the year mark, you can get back together.
You know,
if you miss those two, if you miss those two dates, you'll never get back together. Just kidding.
That's almost like voodoo. Yes, we're very strict on Pork Therapy about those things. You must do exactly as we say. Anyway, you think we've answered this question, Mike?
I think so.
Good.
And
yeah.
Listener, if you don't think we have, or if you have more questions, please call or email us.
Or if you have
back.
An update,
Actually, it was this listener who called our line to record a question, but was intimidated by having to leave their name.
Yeah.
So that feature is gone. So if you have follow-up questions, call us and leave them.
Right, because we do want to keep these questions anonymous if that gets you to ask more questions and
if
you feel comfortable about it. So.
Or make up a name. Hey, this one's from Miss Piggy.
I didn't know Miss Piggy listened to the show. That's
pretty
cool. There she is right now. Oh, man. And on that note, I think we're going to...
Let's do
actually, it. Speaking of pigs, Mike is looking for... I'm sorry.
Good closer.
I'm just kidding.
No, to finish it.
I saw you eating that pizza and chowing down, and I couldn't resist calling you a pig.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Oh, I thought you were going to...
My
calendar.
I was going to say, Mike's calendar is looking... dangerously lonely for the next day or so. He has a free spot tomorrow night, so you should, now that our email is working,
if you like
now
eating
that our call
lots
in
of food
line,
in very quick
if
time
you like
periods,
scarfing down
yes,
a pizza and marinara sauce and getting it all in your facial hair.
What?
I'm just kidding, Mike. You don't have anything on your face.
Scrubbing my face.
You know, as an aside, Mike, if you ever had anything
this,
in your teeth...
By the way, this is like an aside from aside at this point.
This is a big tangent, but... This is a tangent on a tangent,
yes.
But... If you have stuff on your face or in your teeth, like, I will always tell you.
Okay.
I'm never going to ignore that.
Thank
because
you.
I would hope that you
okay.
do this... He's, like, licking his lips right now. Because I would hope that if I ever had something stuck in my teeth that you would tell me.
I would.
And I know you would, because you're honest with me. And, I would. You know.
And sometimes when you don't have stuff stuck in your teeth, I just take a piece of broccoli and ram it up there for you.
Oh, thank you. Well, that helps keep the, you know, keep cavities away, right? It's the important part of dental hygiene.
So let's do some business and sign off.
All right.
Where
well,
can they
thanks
find
for
us?
Listening, and you can find us at porktherapy.com with all these cool features, including our female list. And if you want to find out what that is, you should go to our website at porktherapy.com. We also have a working feed now, isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, our feed's back to working. You can
you can feed yourself. You can
iTunes
feed your friends.
Give us a little review there if you like us.
Yes.
You can find us at twitter.porktherapy.com and facebook.porktherapy.com.
We should, instead of feed, we should call it, like, the Om Nom or something like that.
The what?
you know, like, Nom Nom Nom, like, people's... Have you heard people say this? Every time
No.
Oh, all right.
You just opened up another 6 minutes of podcast, I think.
But. Right. Some people will know what I'm talking about, but we got to leave it there.
Okay.
This is quite enough.
Maybe we could
have
an Om Nom Nom episode.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks for the question, and thanks for listening.
Yes, and we'll see you next time.
Well, you'll hear us next time.
Maybe Mike will see you tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, goodbye.
See ya.